his knees, reading the catcher, George Hahn. Here comes the pitch, grounded towards third. Soto short hops it, goes to second for one, over to first. Double play! Soto to Ramirez to Pando. A 5-4-3 double play. Well, that's what you call getting out of a hole the easy way. Right around the horn. Somebody on, two outs now. The first inning for the Gold Panthers. Here is Chick Valley. Chick takes the ball from Dan Boone. Valley hit his 11th home run of the year last night. He has 7 RBIs in the tournament and is batting .292. Here's the pitch to Valley. Outside, and it's 2-0. Boone, for the first three batters, has thrown an awful lot of balls. That's 9 balls so far. Dan Reddy back to the plate. 2-0 delivery. Off-speed pitch in for a called strike. Chick Valley, switch hitting first baseman for the Gold Panthers, batting with nobody on, two outs, top of the first inning. Boone with a 2-1 pitch. Valley started to go around, held up, takes it up high for a ball. 3 balls and a strike. Foley is still loosening up in the bullpen for the Pilots. Boone is working on a couple of days' rest, as is Greg Harris. Boone back to the plate, blowing inside, and he's walked another one. Second walk given up by Boone here in the first inning. Valley at first with two down now, and Doug Stokey is the batter. Stokey moved to the cleanup spot. He's hitting .308 in the tournament with 1 RBI. Valley has his lead at first base. Boone throws to Stokey a ball inside. Boone continues to have trouble finding the plate in the top of the first inning. He's walked two, but a double play ball has helped him out immensely. The delivery to Stokey, there's a called strike. One ball and one strike. Everybody ready to leave town in the morning after this national championship game this evening at Lawrence Stadium, Wichita, Kansas. Boone with a 1-1 pitch. Stokey takes the strike. Started to go around, and Rosenberry, the home plate umpire, says it was in there. One ball, two strikes. Boone trying to work his way out of trouble here in the first inning. Dan is set at the belt. Here's the pitch. Stokey takes it low and inside. Count even, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Third baseman Mark Baring, who has had a super tournament, is on deck. Valley at first base, 2 down. Here's the pitch. Swung on and bounced foul at the plate. Hahn not able to hold on. The count remains 2-2 on Doug Stokey. Rosenberry, the home plate umpire, had a look at the baseball. Decides it should stay in play and sends it back to Danny Boone. Stokey, a right-handed batting shortstop from USC. Here's the 2-2 pitch. He swings, and there's a high hopper towards Soto at third. He charges, makes the play, throws to first in time. The Gold Panthers are out in the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Gold Panthers nothing, and the Glacier Pilots are coming up. The breaking ball specialist from Long Beach City College headed on to UCLA. On the mound for the Fairbanks Gold Panthers, and he'll throw to Jack Ramirez, Mickey Hatcher, and Dennis Chirot. To complete the Pilots lineup is Bob Pate, Greg Cypress, Tom Soto, Chris Bando, George Hahn, and then the designated hitter Dave Hutchins. Ramirez, right-handed batter from Cal State Fullerton, he's hitting .286 in the tournament. Jack has had 6 base hits and 21 times up. Harris starts him off, throws for a called strike. Well, Greg Harris has already won 3 ball games here in the national tournament. The right-hander is ready. Back to the plate. Curveball, called strike 2. No balls and 2 strikes. Harris, almost without a doubt, has assured himself a spot on the All-America Club with 3 tournament victories already. Greg is ready. 0-2 pitch to Ramirez. Breaking ball misses low and outside, and it's 1-2. Defensively for the goaltenders, Ron Renicki is in left, Bobby Mitchell in center, and Dart Wagner is out in right field. Wagner getting his first appearance in the tournament. Harris with a 1-2 pitch. Ramirez lines at the center field. Mitchell came in, now goes back a couple of steps and makes the catch. Ramirez hit it well, but right at center fielder Bobby Mitchell. On the infield, the goaltenders have Naring at third, Stuckey at short, Armstrong at second, Valley at first. And the battery of Greg Harris on the mound and Jeff Hem behind the plate. Conference on the mound, broken up now as Harris was talking with Naring, Armstrong, and Hem.
He realized that an ex-Glacier pilot, Jim Crawford, and Mike Brambley of Grand Rapids in 61 and Crawford in 69 each appeared in 7 games.
Breaking ball and a good one to Hatcher as Mickey was bending back out of the way and it broke in over for a call strike. In the tournament, Hatcher hitting .458. He has hit safely in his last 20 ball games. Here's the pitch to Hatcher, and that misses. 1-1.
Most wins by pitcher Jim Hadley, Wichita, Kansas, in 1962. 5.
Here's the 1-1 delivery. Hatcher swings and doesn't get it. 1-2. Hatcher leads the pilots in most of the offensive departments. He is the only Glacier pilot to play in all 65 Anchorage games this year. This is game number 65 for the pilots. 1-2 pitch. Curveball. Hatcher started to go after it. Held back. It's down low. 2-2.
Now, it might be noted those records that we were giving you were when the tournament was a 32-team field and they had 4 days in between.
Here's the pitch. One on and missed, and Hatcher is out of there. Harris picks up his first strikeout of the night.
Well, I don't know. As I look around, maybe we have more people in the box seats because there is no reserve seating tonight, but it doesn't look like we have as big a crowd as we did last night.
Biggest crowd of the tournament last night was 7,019. They've been averaging about 4,200 per night. Total attendance for the tournament, over 50,000. Dennis Chereau tries to bunt, bunts it foul back toward the screen. Ball the first strike.
Any word for Boggy Garrido on why he switched Chereau and Pate?
I wasn't able to talk with Boggy on that one. Be interesting to get his comments on that if we are able to after the ball game tonight. Here's the pitch to Chereau, started to go around and yet third the strike, says Bill Rosenberry. No balls, 2 strikes now to Chereau. No score in the game. We're in the bottom of the first inning. The pilots and the gold panners playing for the national championship. Bases empty, 2 outs. Pilots at bat in the bottom of the first, and it's 0-2 on Dennis Chereau. Harris ready, here's the pitch. Chereau bounces it to the right side. It's Armstrong near the bag at second, makes the play and throws out Chereau, and the pilots go in order in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. After an inning, pilots nothing, gold panners nothing. Naring leads it off to the gold panners in the top of the second inning, and Naring takes one inside for a ball. Mark has had a super tournament, batting .480 in the Nationals, 12 hits and 25 times up. Pitch to Naring, he started to go around, held up. Takes it for a ball. It's 2-0. Naring has scored 5 runs, knocked in 4. He has 3 doubles and a home run here in the national tournament. Here's the 2-0 pitch from Boone. Swung on and missed. 2-1. Boone has 10 complete games and 15 starts this year. He's worked 113 and 2/3 innings coming into the game. A 10-4 record and a 2.38 third run average. 2-1 delivery. Swung on and missed again. Count even, 2-2. Mark Naring, the third baseman from Miami University of Ohio. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Well inside to Naring. The count is full now.
Naring has trouble with Boone. He gets fooled by that off-speed stuff.
Boone has the sign from George Hahn. Here's the 3-2 delivery, off-speed pitch up high, and Boone has issued another walk, his third of the night.
Well, this isn't the Dan Boone that we've seen throughout the season. 3 base on ball, balls already. And look at those bullpens for both ball clubs. Grand Central Station out there. Here's a bunt attempt by Baker, and he bunts it foul on the ground back behind home plate. And they have a raffle out there. He was going to get a seat on the bench. They are loaded. Herring has the lead at first. Bullen goes over there, and Herring is back standing up. To give you an idea of Bullen's control this year, in 113 and two-thirds innings, coming into this ballgame, he had walked only 22 batters, struck out 99. Ball to Baker, and it's 1-1. Well, for a guy that hadn't beaten the goaltenders in 2 years, he has had good success this year against Fairbanks. Baker punts it up the first base side. Bandel has it, throws to Ramirez in time for the out on Baker as Herring has sacrificed to second base. Nice bunt by Baker. He bunted it right down the line. Made Bandel come over and field it. Bandel could not tag Baker and had to make a good, accurate throw to Ramirez covering first base. Good play all the way around, offensively and defensively. Bando, the first baseman, throwing on to the second baseman, Ramirez, covering the bag at first. And Herring is now in scoring position at second base as Dark Wagner heads up to the plate. This is Wagner's first appearance in the national tournament. First pitch, lined into left field. Going over is Bob Pate into left center, reaches up and makes the catch for the out. So I was just going to say that Dark Wagner this season has not seen that much action, but when he's been in there, either offensively or defensively, he has done a good job for the gold batters, and he just whacked that one, but right at Bob Pate. Now here is Bobby Mitchell, the gold batter center fielder, and Mitchell is hitting only 174 in the tournament. He is really new. Staring at second base, pitch to Mitchell, bounced up the first base side, it's there, now it kicks foul. Boone over to field it. And Mitchell will head back to the plate with an 0-1 count. Staring at second, two away. We're at the top of the second inning. No score. Finals in the goal, Panthers for the national title. Would you say we have an expected crowd here tonight? I would say that. Staring away from the bag at second base. Cypress bumps in behind him. The 0-1 pitch to Mitchell misses for a ball. Dan Bode from Cal State Fullerton on the mound for the Glacier Pilots. Coming set at the belt. Here's the pitch, and it's bounced foul over toward the Glacier Pilot dugout off first base. One ball, two strikes to Mitchell. In the tournament, Dan Bode has pitched 11 innings. Coming into tonight's game, giving up 7 hits. A 2-0 record for Boone in the tournament with a 3.27 earned run average. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Mitchell takes it up high, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Got some more telegrams we want to read. Congratulations to the Gold Panthers from Forbes Baker up at Fairbanks. Has the sign from Hod, and Bobby Mitchell steps out of the batting box, asking for time from Bill Rosenberry, the plate umpire. 2-2, two down, Herring at second base. Boone with a pitch, Mitchell grounds it toward the second baseman, Ramirez. He's down, he has it, throws to Bando, and the sign is retired. Goal standards in the second, no runs, no hits, no errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the second, and there is still no score. Pilots went in order in the first inning against Greg Harris, and here at the bottom of the second, they'll have Bob Pate, Greg Seifert, and Tom Soto coming up. Bob Pate in last night's ball game against the Gold Panthers had 3 base hits and 4 times up, and that raised his season average to .385. By the way, we should mention, as last night, the timers have been eliminated. No timers in the championship game. And Pate using that to his advantage. Right. Also, no run rules. We'll play a complete nine-inning ball game tonight, at least. There's a pitch inside to Bob Pate. Pate in the tournament hitting .429. He has 9 base hits, including a double and a home run, 6 RBIs, and he's scored 9 runs. 1-0 delivery. Pate fouls it. Back to the screen. And the count is 1-1. That one got Rosenberry on the shin guard, I guess, or on the foot. Pate leaning over at home plate as Rosenberry walks it off a little bit. Both are ready to go now. 1-1 as Harris looks in for the sign from Jeff Hemp. End of the motion. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Pate takes it down low, and it's 2-1. Foley has taken a seat in the bullpen. No activity in either pen at the moment. 2 balls and a strike to Bob Pate. Leading off the pilot's second inning. No score. Harris, here's the pitch. Throw it outside. It goes to 3-1.
Harris throws entirely different to Pate than does Sanderson. Sanderson likes to jam him inside, and Harris is trying to throw him one outside.
Three and one to Pate, who has 55 base hits on the year for the Pilots in 38 games, which he's played for Anchorage. Here's the pitch. That's down low. And Bob Pate becomes the Pilots' first base runner tonight as he draws the leadoff walk in the second inning. Here's Greg Seifert, who brings an average of .325 to the plate this season. 76 hits for Seifert. He's knocked in 42 runs. Pate with the lead at first base. Harris throws. Seifert fouls it to the screen. Greg having a long look now at Augie Garrido, who's coaching at third base. Jack O'Toole is over at first again tonight, coaching at first for the Pilots. Quick throw over. Pate has to dive back to the bag and is safe. Harris on the mound, staring at Pate at first. He's off to a lead. Now Harris coming up on the rubber. Quick throw again over there. Pate just beats the tag put on by Chick Valley. Pate's going to take time and get a little of that Wichita dust off the front of his uniform. I'm surprised, looking at Seifert's tournament average here, it's only .250, but he's been on base quite a few times in this tournament. There's the pitch to Seifert. That's low. 1-1. Seifert has 6 hits in the tournament. 5 singles and a home run. He has 6 RBIs, 5 runs scored. Throw over to first. Pate again dives back to the bag safely. No score in the game. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Pitch to Seifert, called strike, and the count goes to 1-2. As I recall, Harris has picked off 3 in this tournament. However, 2 of those have been at second base. Timeout call here. First base umpire Lee Hagler working on the bag at first base, and Jeff Hemp, the catcher for the Gold Banners, is out to the mound for a conference with Greg Harris. Well, would you believe we had our first rain this morning that we've had here in Wichita since a week ago Saturday night? Not enough to really affect anything as far as the ballgame is concerned. 1-2 pitch. Seifert started to go around, took it outside for a ball, and the count is 2-2. Harris taking quite a bit of time between pitches. Looks over at Bob Pate at first base. Now back up on top of the mound, reading pitcher Jeff Hemp. Throw over to first base. Harris throws it away. It's out into the bullpen of the Glacier Pilot. Here's Pate around second base. Takes the big turn. He's heading for third. Here's the throw. Not in time. Well, that one just got away from Greg Harris, and I don't remember another time this season that Harris has thrown the ball away at first base. And I mean, there was no doubt about it. He threw that one away. He bounced it.
over to first base, and it wasn't even close to the bag. So that one really got away from Greg, and let's see if it's going to cost him.
That is something you just don't expect to see Harris do. It's he is usually, when he fires over to first base, right on the money. And that time, he bounced it well in front of the bag, and Valley had to chase it down. 2-2 to Seifert. Here's the pitch. He started to go around, takes it just low, and it's 3-2. Have asked for a ruling from the first base umpire, Lee Hagler, on whether Seifert committed himself at the plate. Hagler says no. 3-2 to Seifert. Payne is in third. Nobody out in the pilot's second inning. Infield is in. Here's the pitch to Seifert. Down low and away. Ball four. Well, now Harris is throwing a lot of pitches, and here comes Jim Dietz. And the bullpen for the goaltenders is going to go to work. Let's see who gets up. Yeah, it looks like Brian Hayes.
Yes, sir.
The leading bullpen pitcher for the goaltenders in 1976. He's worked more innings in the bullpen, hands down. Seems like he's always the first man up out there. Dietz talking things over with him, with Harris, and with Baring on the mound. Now that conference breaks up. Dietz moving back toward the goaltender dugout off third base. So the Pilots have two on with nobody out. Two straight walks given up by Harris and a throwing error tossed in, allowing Pate to go to third. And Tom Soto is the batter. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the left side. Stokey backs up, goes to second for one. Now Pate trying to come in and score. And he is out at the plate. All right, nice play. That was a weird play because it was a high bounder to the shortstop, Stokey. Pate stayed at third base. Stokey went to second. Armstrong was bewildered. Didn't make a throw to first base. And then here comes Pate streaking to the plate. And I'll tell you, the runner, the ball, and the catcher were all there. And Jeff Hamm did a great job of blocking the plate. And we had to wait for Rosenberry's call because we couldn't see if Jeff Hamm was going to hang on to that ball. Pate with a delayed move coming down the line from third base. And Armstrong threw him out. So that's one of the weirdest double plays that you will see. It goes shortstop, second base, catcher. Seifert is out at second. Payne is out at the plate. There are two down. Soto's at first base. And I think Jeff Hamm might have injured his hand as Payne came sliding feet first into Jeff Hamm. He was trying to block the plate. Sat right down, almost on the plate. And we had to wait for Rosenberry to make the signal to see if Jeff had held out of that ball because of his arms and legs tangled up between him and Pate. And I saw Augie Garrido kick a little dirt down there at third base, and I think Bobby Pate might have missed the signal. He might have thought he heard Augie say go when he didn't because he held him at third base on the high bounder to Stokey. And him is okay. Well, that is the weirdest double play we've seen this year. The batter is Chris Bando with Soto at first, two down. Harris throws to Bando. It's low for a ball. Hayes loosening up with the bullpen for the Panthers. Soto away from the bag at first. Harris from the belt. Pitch to Bando, called strike. Well, that got the fans excited anyway. They've just been kind of sitting back watching this one until that play, and now they're kind of buzzing down there, getting in the spirit of things. Here's the pitch. Now, line drive right at Stokey. It makes the play to retire the side. So Bando lines out to the shortstop, and the Pilots go in the second inning with no runs. No hits, one error, one man left on base. And after two innings of play, Dick Lawndell coming on for the third and fourth, there's no score.
Very unusual play, and there are several ways that they could have
thought about that play on both sides. But it's a nothing-nothing ball game as we go to the third. The catcher, Jeff Hem, steps in. Boone throws. Low and inside with a breaking ball for ball one. Hem is 3-for-12 in the tournament, a 250 hitter. Getting the start tonight over Dan Calgill. Here's the pitch. Swing and a breaking ball. One ball, one strike. So this is the fourth ball game, I believe, that Jeff Hem has been in this national tournament. The 1-1 pitch out of the way. There's a ground ball down the shortstop, Seifert. He's got it. Guns to Bando, and Hem is retired. 6-3. Start off the third inning, and the top of the order, Gary Armstrong. Gary has had a good tournament. 393 with 11 hits and 28 times at bat. And was sticking the ball last night, his first two times up. Dan Boone and Soto playing in at third base. Delivers to Armstrong. Comes in sidearm, and it's a ball inside. Little number three from Cal State Fullerton. Says he's going to go home and sign a contract with the Angels. Here's the pitch. Started to go, and it's blown outside. Ball two. 33 scouts here this year. The largest number that has attended the National Baseball Congress Tournament here in Wichita. Boone throws 2-0. Armstrong takes at the belt. The breaking pitch, and it's 2-1. Well, there is no tomorrow. And you can tell it by the bullpen. They are loaded tonight. There's a ground ball out to Ramirez. Over to his right. Throws, and they get Armstrong as Ramirez kind of lost his footing out there and made the throw off balance. But he gets Armstrong for out number two. Bullpenners do not have a hit in this ball game, and neither do the Glacier Pilots. So we haven't seen our first hit tonight. Here's Ron Renicki, the switch-hitting outfielder, hit into a double play back in the first inning, and he'll bat to the right side. As Bowen throws, Renicki takes a strike at the knees. Renicki started off well in the tournament. Was 3-for-8, now he's 3-for-18. But he's been on base several times via the base out of balls. Foul back to the screen. Quickly, two strikes to Renicki. And again, we'll be on the air down on the field after the ball game with the closing ceremonies. They are talking to the victorious team. And who is it going to be? We've played two innings and we don't know a thing. Both ball clubs feel that they can win this one. And again, we'll be on the air down on the field after the ball game with the closing ceremonies. They are talking to the victorious team. And who's it going to be? We've played two innings and we don't know a thing. Both ball clubs feel that they can win this one tonight. Boone is ready on the strike two pitch. Renicki swings at an inside breaking ball for strike three. For Dan Boone, that'll be his first strikeout of the ball game. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We go to the bottom of the third. It's the Panthers nothing and the Pilots nothing. George Hahn, Dave Hutchins, and Jack Ramirez. In a scoreless ball game in the bottom of the third. This is it. There is no tomorrow. Tomorrow these ball clubs and ball players will be heading all different directions. Harris throws to Hahn. He throws at the belt for a strike. George in the tournament is 4-for-16, hitting at 250. But 9 RBIs. Down low, another breaking ball by Greg Harris. One ball and one strike. So it comes down to the Gold Panthers and the Glacier Pilots. It comes down to one final ball game to decide the national championships. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball back over the mound, but Armstrong behind the bag makes the throw way over Valley's head. And Hem was backing him up, and Armstrong just threw that one away. I mean, that wasn't even close. Valley That was so far over his head, he didn't even jump up and try to get it. No, he just began to leave the bag to shag it down and saw that him had backed up the throw. That ball really bounces off that concrete that they have in front of the box seats on either side here. Well, I shouldn't say bounce, I should say ricochet. Here's the designated hitter, Dave Vengeance from Arizona State. He's 0-for-1 in the tournament. He's around the bun, and it's a good one. And Harris is going to have to play it. He throws the valley, and on down to second base goes Hahn. Nice bunt by Hutchins as he gets the job done. Valley stayed at first base, and Greg Harris made the play. Harris is quick off the mound. And Chick said, you take it. So let's bring out the top of the order, Jack Ramirez. Go ahead, run at scoring position down at second base. The Pilots missed a golden opportunity in the second inning when Bob Pate was kept out of the plate on a perfect throw from Armstrong on the tail end of a weird double play. Ramirez hit one sharply into center field to Mitchell his first time up. Harris is ready and throws. And he pops it up again into center field. This time it's a high fly ball. Hahn down at second base makes a fake move to third. He's not going anyplace as the throw comes into the cutoff man, Stokey. So there's two men down in the third. And here is Anchorage's leading hitter, Mickey Hatcher, started the ball game at 4:58. 11 hits and 24 times at bat. One hit behind Mark Herring of the Gold Batters. And two top hitters, hit-wise, in the tournament. George Hahn down at second base. As Harris ready to throw. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. A foul tip, actually, in the glove of him. And it's strike one to Mickey Hatcher. Well, Hatcher won't get any rest before school starts. He'll have to take off the baseball shoes and put on the cleats. Stretch by Harris. He throws. The time was called. As Harris threw one high over the head of him. So it is one strike to Hatcher. As Mickey waits outside the batter's box. And Hatcher just called time in the nick of time as Harris was just going into his motion from the set position. George Hahn down at second base, two out here at the bottom of the third, no score. One strike pitch to Hatcher is foul right over by the Anchorage dugout. And Mickey is a little disgusted with himself. Two strikes to Hatcher. Now him's going to go out and talk to Harris. No time limit here on the championship game. And again, we'll remind you, we plan to go on down to the field for the ceremonies and talking to the winning ball club after the ball game. We have made elaborate preparations to do that. Harris to the set position. Strike two pitch to Hatcher way outside for a ball. In fact, we have Country Sam hanging from the press box area, dangling our microphone cord down there. A trapeze artist. 1-2 the count to Hatcher. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Up high and outside. And it's 2-2. Well, they wouldn't allow me out there on the edge. Lamar gets dizzy just coming up the stairs, so she was the only one left. Two balls and two strikes to Mickey Hatcher. Stokey trying to hold on out. Here's the pitch. Just misses outside corner. Him is still holding the ball there. They thought they had that corner. And it's a full count to Hatcher. So a big pitch coming up here on the bottom of the third. Two men down. A man on. George Hahn at second base. And the 3-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. For the second time. And that is the second strikeout for Harris. No run. So it's one error and one man left out. We go to the fourth inning. It's a nothing to nothing tie.
Through the
the ball club has picked up a base hit. Here's Chick Valley, who walked his first time up. He is a 292 hitter now in the tournament. He only had one base hit last night, but that was a big one, a home run in the eighth inning. And what then was a 7-2 ball game, and everybody was making their plans to come out here tonight. Here's the pitch by Boone. Strike call. Fastball at the belt. And then all of a sudden, the Panthers, with those four big runs at the bottom of the ninth, had the winning runs on base. Strike one pitch. Valley swings and misses, and a foul tip, says Rosenberry. Strike two to Valley. Seven hits at 24 times at bat. Picked up his 11th home run of the year last night. Boone throws. Valley grounds one foul down the left field line. Cap remains. Two strikes. Chick. Banging that aluminum bat on the plate as he talks with Bill Rosenberry at home plate. Last night when that little misunderstanding developed down at home plate, that's the most excited I've ever seen Chick Valley get. Here's the two-strike pitch to Valley. Way inside. Down he goes. Boone with a low breaking ball. And Chick goes down. He is right up on the plate. He's closer to the plate left-handed than he is right-handed, but he is right up close, right on the edge of that batter's box. 1-2 the count to Valley. Boone winds and throws, and Valley fouls it back to the screen. Valley Stokia nearing here in the Gold Banner fourth as the Panthers lost the flip tonight. Don Dennis had won 9 in a row, but lost the one tonight. Outside for a ball, and it's 2-2. The spell was broken last night when the Pirates, the visiting team, won it 7-6. 2-2 pitch. Valley hits one into center field. Chereau is back there, and he's got it for the first out of the inning. One man down, and here comes Doug Stokey, who grounded out to Soto to end the first inning. 8 for 26 going into this ball game, and a 308 tournament hitter, an All-American last year here at Wichita. But a fine shortstop for the Gold Banners. Boone throws. Stokey takes a strike at the letters on a Boone fastball. Outfield is pulled around to the left for Stokey, and a big hole down the right field line. There's a shot down the right field line, but it's foul. So Stokey saw the room that Hatcher was giving him down the line and tried to poke one out there. Two strikes to Stokey. The other team with a base hit in this ball game. Boone looks into Hahn, and the two-strike pitch inside misses at the knees. 1-2. What happened? Let there be light. And there was light. Here's Boone, the 1-2 pitch. Inside again and low, and it's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Well, the 42nd NBC National Tournament comes down to this ball game right here. Stokey bounds one. Might be a tough chance for Soto. He's in quickly. He's got it. Makes a quick throw, and it's done in time. Stokey beats it out. Wouldn't you know it? An infield hit. If they give him a hit, that's the only thing they can do, is the first hit of the ball game. One of those little high bounders. Soto has to wait for it to count down about halfway between home plate and third, and then try to make a quick throw, and he pulled Bando off the bag. Stokey was already there. Here's Nearing, who walked his first time up. There's a shot out in the left field. It's in there for a base hit. Fade in, plays the ball, and the Panthers, with a man down, have two runners on here in the fourth inning, as Nearing just stroked it to left field. So Nearing continues his tour hitting. He was 4-for-5 last night, and his 13th base hit of the tournament. And now we get a little conference out of the mound with the infield, as they figure Dave Baker will be up here to advance the runners, and let's see. Baker was out Bando to Ramirez, his first time up in the second inning. 6-for-20 starting this ball game and right at 300.
from UCLA. One of the few left-handed batters. He and Mitchell, the only left-handed swingers in the ballgame. Boone checks with Hahn. Stokey leads at second, nearing at first. Baker takes a strike. Good breaking ball by Boone. One strike to Dave Baker. One out, two men on. Here in the fourth inning for the goaltenders. Boone to the stretch, he throws. Baker swings and misses. Another breaking ball by Boone. 0-2 to Baker. Guard Wagner in the on-deck circle, getting his first appearance in the tournament here in this championship game. Starting in place of Larry Reynolds as they move Mitchell to center field. Reynolds having trouble with the bat. Boone to the plate. Swing and a miss, and he struck him out on three straight breaking balls. Boone saw Foley get up in the bullpen and must have thought, I better strike this guy out. I better throw three quick ones here. Here's Don Wagner, who lined the first pitch right at the left fielder Bob Pate back in the second inning. So there's two men down. Stokey at second base, nearing on at first. Bando plays behind the runner. Boone is ready and throws to Wagner. And he lays off a low pitch outside for ball one. Dart Wagner from Santa Clara. And as we mentioned, Dart usually does a good job when he gets in there. 267 hit around the year. Boone throws. Wagner takes again for a ball. Well, we got a nice note here from Jack Murphy, board member and his wife. Show them we're the champs. Beat the Glacier Pilots. So thank you, Mitch and Jack Murphy, for your wire. Two balls to Wagner. There's a ground ball down the third baseline. Soto takes it, goes to the bag, and the inning is over. Right down the line behind the bag. Soto unassisted in the fourth inning. No runs, two hits. No errors and two left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's a nothing-to-nothing tie. Here we go. Bottom of the fourth inning. Sherrill, Payne, and Seifert, 3, 4, and 5 in the Pilot batting order. And Greg Harris ready to go to work on the dangerous Dennis Sherrill, who grounded out to Armstrong his first time up to end the first inning. Harris to the windup, and the first pitch on the way to Sherrill started to go, did he? And they call it a strike. Yes, he did. He committed himself. Sherrill 8 for 24 in this tournament, starting tonight's championship game. Harris and him. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Started to go again and couldn't hold back. Two strikes to Sherrill. So Sherrill has been fooled by Harris on the first two pitches here at the bottom of the fourth inning. Now Sherrill is going to step out as Harris stares down to his catcher, Jeff M. There's the windup by Harris, and he throws outside with that breaking ball. That is his bread and butter pitch. That breaking pitch outside. A 1-2 pitch on the way to Sherrill. Swing and a miss. He got him with a fastball low and outside. Strikeout number 3 for Greg Harris. One out of the fourth inning, and Bob Pate, who went to third base on a wild throw by Harris in the dirt, and then was thrown out, Armstrong, to him trying to score. Jeff and Bob are having a little conversation up there at the plate, probably reconstructing for themselves that play at the plate. It was nothing but a close play. Probably getting each other's version of it. Here's the pitch up high for a ball. Now these guys know each other so well after playing, 21 ball games games this year.
That's a season.
Man, I'll tell you, that is for some people.
Here's the one ball pitch.
Paint grounds one. Deering knocks it down. Gets up. Going to have to hurry. Throws. And they get him. Nice play, Deering. Deering diving to his left to come up with a ground ball hit by Paint. Scrambled up. Fired to Valley and got the pilot left fielder who has good speed. Nice play by Deering. Boy, I'll tell you, Deering has had a super tournament here. I hate All-American teams and All-Star teams. I really do. Because there's always somebody who should be on it that is not. Somebody who you feel doesn't deserve it that's on there. But there's a guy that we know is going to be on there. Here's Cypress. He grounds one back over the mound, but there is Armstrong. And he throws to Valley. And they are playing the Pilots perfectly with Armstrong almost behind second base. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We have played four, and Steve Lamar comes on in the fifth. It's a nothing tie.
And Armstrong. Let's pause for station identification. This is Big Country Radio. Strike. Mitchell grounded out to second baseman Jack Ramirez back in the second inning. He's 0-1. The Pirates have two hits tonight. The Pilots are still looking for their first base hit of the evening. Bone back into the motion, 0-1 delivery, bounces in. Gets past Hahn, comes back to the screen, one ball, one strike. Pilots and the Gold Panthers for the national championship. This is the game that will decide it. No score, we're in the fifth inning. 21st time these two teams have met this year. The Pilots have won 15 out of 20 so far. Forget that. This is what counts. 1-1 pitch, called strike. 1-2 to Bobby Mitchell. Dan Boone pitching here at Lawrence Stadium, Wichita tonight with his mom and dad in attendance. They flew in earlier this afternoon. Ground ball to second base. Jack Ramirez over to his right, makes the play, throws to Bando just in time to get the speedy Bobby Mitchell. One away in the fifth inning. Boone's nephew, young man about 5 years old, I believe his name is Warren, is also in attendance tonight at the tournament, along with Dan's mother and father. Here's Jeff Hamm, the catcher from Arkansas for the Gold Panthers, and Jeff takes a strike. The two hits for the Gold Panthers came back-to-back in the fourth inning, an infield single by Doug Stokey, followed by a single into left field by Mark Neri. For one delivery, Hamm grounds it up the middle, Cypress over to his left, makes the play, then bobbles it, and Hamm's going to be aboard. Cypress had a long way to go for the ball, moving to his left as it was hit up the middle, got to it, and then bobbled it as he tried to transfer the ball into his throwing hand, and it goes as an error on the final shortstop. So Hamm is at first, one down, and the batter is Gary Armstrong. Armstrong has walked and grounded out tonight. Soto, playing step or two in front of the bag, goes up to the infield grass as Armstrong tries to bunt, takes it for a ball. In the tournament, Armstrong hitting .393, 5 RBI. He has 3 doubles and 3 runs scored in the tournament. Here's the 1-0 delivery. Again, Armstrong trying to bunt. Pulls the bat back, and it's 2-0. Armstrong, one of the ball players in the Alaska League, I would say, was the better bat control. Ran up on that pitch, but didn't bite. 2-0 the count. Going back to the plate. Armstrong takes the strike, and it's 2-1. One away, Jeff Hamm at first base. No score in the ball game. Gary Armstrong, the batter, 2 balls, 1 strike. Boone for the belt, throws. Armstrong hits it on the ground. Hard to Ramirez. He's got it. To Cypress for 1, over to Bando. And Chris Dick, a bad throw out of the dirt. Double play. Good play by Bando to scoop up that wild throw from Greg Cypress. 4-6-3 on the twin killing. No runs, no hits, 1 error. Nobody left on base. After 4.5 innings of play in Wichita for the national championship, Fairbanks nothing, Anchorage nothing. For the Glacier Pilots at the bottom of the fifth, it'll be Tom Soto, followed by Chris Bando, Now then, George Hawes. Totals in the game through 4.5. The goaltenders, no runs, 2 hits, 2 errors, 4 men left on. And for the Pilots, no runs, no hits, no error, or 1 error, and the Glacier Pilots have stranded 2 men. Rudolph will lead it off here in the fifth, hit into a strange double play in the second inning. The runners at first and third, he hit a ground ball to the shortstop, Stokey, to win the second baseman, Gary Armstrong, for the force at second, and then Armstrong threw to the plate to get Bob Pate trying to score. A 6-4-2 double play, and Soto takes ball one. In the tournament, Soto's batting average is .333 for the year, .346, one homer, 34 RBIs. Harris, into the motion, the 1-0 pitch, tapped up the middle, off the glove of Harris, he hustles after it, gets it, and throws out Soto. This play by Harris to recover after trying to knock down, come up with that little line drive up the middle. He knocked it down, recovered, went and got it, and threw out the Pilots' third baseman.
Well, I tell you, the scouts have to be drooling over some of the pitchers they've seen, in particular Harris, Boone, and Yample, and Beckwith in this tournament.
Here's Chris Bando, and Chris takes the strike from Drake Harris.
Well, the attendance tonight, a little disappointing, 4,123.
That is disappointing. But, however, it beats the attendance of last year by over 4,000. Our worst crowd in the last 5 nights before tonight was almost 6,000. About 5,900. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Bando down low. 1-1. Bando hitting .311 on the year, 4 homers, 28 RBIs. That fourth homer came last night. Harris with a 1-1 pitch. Bando swings, bounces it up the middle, off Harris's knee, and then out into center field for a base hit. Bando is on. I don't know if it hit Harris's knee or what.
Hit something out there. It doesn't look like if it hit him, he's not showing any effect. But Rosenberg is going to go out there and check with him. Boy, that was a fool bank shot if I ever saw one.
And shot by Bando. Harris tells Rosenberry he's all right. And the Pilots have their first base hit of the night, with George Hahn stepping in. George safe on an error by Armstrong his first time. Bando at first, pitch to Hahn, check swing foul, bouncer at the plate. I'm going to put that down as a single to center field, O-F. O-F. Off foot. W-L. Wasn't looking, yeah. No ball for the strike to George Hahn. Harris set at the belt. Have a look at Bando. Throws a call strike to Hahn, and it's no ball, two strikes. For the year, George has a batting average of .235. And here in the tournament, .250 with 2 homers, 9 RBIs. Harris has the sign from him. Here's the 0-2 pitch way outside on a breaking ball. Hahn didn't go after it. 1-2.
Well, Fairbanks' first base hit was a little number. Bounded down the third baseline, and Anchorage's first hit is off a carom shot off Harris's foot. 1-2 pitch. Hahn bounces it to the right side slowly. Harris has it. Goes to Valley. Hahn is out. Bando goes to second base. Harris coming off the mound between the rubber and first base to field a little hopper hit by Hahn. Through the first to get the Pilots catcher, and Bando goes along to second base as Dave Hutchins, the designated hitter, is the batter. Getting buzzed by the Wichita Air Force again.
Is that our helicopter up there again?
Yeah.
Pitch to Hutchins. Misses for ball one. Hutchins is in the lineup because Gordy Hahn suffered a sprained ankle last night and was not able to continue. He was pulled from the lineup in the middle of last night's ballgame and not able to play tonight. So Hutchins is in there. Chance to drive in a run here. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Hutchins pops it up. Stokey runs in. He's there. He makes the catch. The between the mound and second base. And that'll retire the side. For the Pilots of the fifth, no runs, one base hit, no errors, one man left. We play five innings in Wichita for the national championship. The Pilots and the Goaltenders, and there is no score. Renegade Chick Valley and Doug Stokey in the sixth inning for the Goaltenders. Boone throws to Renegade, called strike. Ron DeKnight has bounced into a 5-4-3 double play and struck out swinging. Boone has two strikeouts, three walks so far tonight. He's about two base hits. And with the 0-1 pitch, and Renegade takes strike two. Dan Boone throwing to Ron Renneke. No balls, two strikes. The Booner back into the motion, throws, and Renneke swings and misses. That's number three for Dan Boone. One away in the sixth inning. Now, it's almost like these two teams have used up their limit of base hits. Last night, they had 23. Tonight, so far, they have three. Chick Valley, the batter, he has walked and flied out to center field tonight. 292 is Valley's average in the tournament. Boone throws to Chick inside for ball one. Well, I tell you, one run at this stage of the game is going to look